Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Low Ride. Welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast with Kevin and Chuck.
Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder should ever be forgot. Fawkes and his companions did the scheme contrive to blow the king and parliament all up live. 60 barrels lay below to prove old England's overthrow. But by God's providence, him they catch with a dark lantern lighting a match. A stick and a stake. If you won't give me one, I'll take two. The better for me, the worse for you. A rope to hang the Pope, a penworth of cheese to choke him, a pint of beer to wash it down, and a jolly good fire to burn him.
That only sounds right. So, Kevin, what the heck? Guy Fawkes Day. What do you say?
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding of who Guy Fawkes actually was. A lot of people talk about him like he's an anarchist. That he was trying to overthrow the government, which he was, but he was really trying to replace it with the same government, only Catholic. Guy Fawkes was a religious extremist and a terrorist, and I think he's gotten a lot of good publicity after that. A lot of people don't really know what he was about.
Do you get some good publicity after you're dead, though? Is that really a win? So we're going to dig into some of the history here, how this played out. But we're also going to talk about how you can celebrate the holiday. We might also talk about really where is the British priority here. Are we just so loyal to the king that's, you know, how it is? Maybe. Anyway, we're going to dig deep into all of it, but definitely you're going to take away what the hell happened on November 5th, 1605. So we'll get to the bottom of it. So basically I have there was a lot going on. There was a lot of tension in England and
right. A lot of back and forth with the Protestants and Catholics.
Yeah. And you got to remember now, this is 1605. In 1603 is when Scotland and England came together as one united kingdom. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be aware of. And although you think of that as a joyous, happy occasion, like, oh, we love each other. Yeah. Some of you might have seen the movie Braveheart.
Yeah, not really the case, is it?
No, and that's the thing. So you have, you know, you probably don't know this, but the Scotland side, they kind of lean towards the Catholic side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the English side, the England side, were a little more Protestant at the time. Now, there was what was her name? It was Queen Elizabeth and Mary Queen of Scots. Well, Mary Queen of Scots was Catholic, and Queen Elizabeth was Protestant.
Right.
So under Queen Elizabeth, there had been like widespread persecution of Catholics, and then her son, King James VI of Scotland, ascended to the throne. And that's when it kind of became even less tolerant of Catholicism. Right. And so there was Robert Catesby. Now he's the guy, is that, you think how we say it? Catesby?
Yeah, I think Catesby. That's how it's pronounced.
And he's the one who actually like masterminded the gunpowder plot. Now, what kind of details do you have on this gunpowder plot? What did we do here?
Yeah. Well, the main problem was getting all that gunpowder. Back in that time period, it wasn't unusual to buy gunpowder. A lot of ships at ports would buy it, you know, for cannons, for self-defense, or for firearms. And they would just carry it on their ship. Whether they used it or not, they stored it. And when they would come back into port, they would sell it at a discounted price. So what they did, they didn't want to buy all this gunpowder all at once, because it would raise suspicions. So they just went down to the ports week after week and bought, you know, small amounts from ships coming back into port.
All right. They ended up getting 36 barrels.
Now they say that one barrel of gunpowder is equivalent to a stick of dynamite. Now, okay. I don't know if you've ever set off a stick of dynamite, but it's a lot stronger than you think it is. It's a lot more than you would think a stick of dynamite would do.
Now, so, yeah.
It was a good amount. I don't know if it would blow up all of Parliament. You know, it's a big thing, you know?
I live in the South, and turns out some of my neighbors like to play with dynamite. I don't know. That's a thing that I've heard. Maybe it was a movie. I don't know. And, yeah, dynamite, you can do some damage. Now, I think there would be, like, I don't know if you guys have seen British Parliament, but it's a big building. I like to think that if you think of what's that new show? The guy from Young Guns, the Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, 24?
Nah, what's the other one he had with the end of the world and he's kind of a wuss? He's the like Secretary of Agriculture or something.
Oh yeah,
President.
Designated
Survivor. That's the one.
Right.
So when you think of that, they had that plot to blow up the Capitol, and they were all underneath. I think if you blew up underneath the main chamber, like where everybody's meeting, I think you could do that with 36 barrels of gunpowder. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could take out that whole building, because this building's like the Pentagon. You know, it's just like it's giant. Yeah. It's not shaped quite like the Pentagon, but it's giant, you know, like that. You're not just, you know, taking it all down. But I think you could take down the chamber and do that. So they laid out they had these all set, you know, the day before, and they were ready to take action. You know, they were there. Now, how did it? So basically, they're tired of of the Protestant rule. And it's funny because I like that the Catholics are like, you know, we're tired of your intolerance. That sounds funny to me, because you probably don't know this, but the Catholics in England were actually known for a little bit of intolerance throughout the years. There was a little scudge, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Now the main problem leading up to this, though, was that it was going back and forth. The rulers of England were going back and forth between Protestant and Catholic, and they were very much opposed to each other. So Protestant would get into power and they'd kill off all the Catholics. And then a Catholic would get into power and they'd kill off all the Protestants. Like, you know, most people were just trying to live their lives, you know, and, oh, are we Catholic today? What's the deal today? But, you know, some people were a lot of these people were very adamant that their religion was the right religion and everybody else was going to hell.
Absolutely. So Now, the way they got caught was that one of the conspirators, which, you know, it's always one of, you know, loose lips sink ships.
Yeah, there's always some asshole that lets the cat out of the bag.
Right. One of the conspirators sent an anonymous letter to his brother-in-law saying, hey, you know, you might not want to attend Parliament tomorrow because the whole building might blow up.
Right.
Like that, you know, that kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, buddy, you know, like it's one thing if like you poison his food so he's home on the crapper with diarrhea.
Right.
But it's another to be like, hey, we're going to blow up the building, so don't go to work. But anonymous, so, you know, don't worry about it. Like it could be anything. And
yeah. And there's a lot of speculation on who actually sent that note. Uh-huh. But they're not really sure. They don't know. There's a lot of guesses, you know. His name is Lord Montague.
Okay.
Which you know, that was the member of parliament that got the note. Some people said that he actually wrote the note himself. Whoa. Some people say that the guy, the head of security, was the one that wrote the note to him, you know, and then had him bring it to him. There's a lot of speculation. Nobody really knows who wrote the note and where it came from, but you know, it doesn't stop people from guessing.
Right, exactly.
So he gets the note saying that they're going to blow up Parliament, and he immediately just goes to the you know, head of security for the building, and they start searching the building. They go over the whole place and they don't find anything. And then somebody had mentioned about some wood piles under, you know, where it's stored underneath the building out back. Okay. So they go down there and they find some guy down there who's a night watchman, except he was wearing like riding clothes, like a jacket and a hat, you know, like he was just about to jump on a horse, which seemed a little suspicious to him. So they start looking into it. And yeah, it turns out he was getting ready to set off all this gunpowder. Now the reason he didn't set it off was because he was waiting for Parliament to be in there. There's no reason to blowing up the whole damn building if nobody was in it. No, so it was about midnight, a little after midnight, when they found him.
Okay. And I read that he was lurking suspiciously.
Yeah, he was a suspicious, that's how you know. Suspicious lurker.
Suspicious lurker. Now, they had actually, like, postponed. Parliament was getting ready to meet. They had issues with the plague, and they just didn't want to get all these people together. So this was a big thing building up to Parliament opening. And, like I said, they got tipped off. They got the letter. This guy's lurking suspiciously. Turns out, this guy ended up being Guy Fawkes. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. I think he gave his name as Jack Johnson.
Practically the same thing.
He actually had a bunch of aliases when you look into him. He went by a lot of different names, but
okay.
You know, first that's the name he gave. And you know, he made up some names for his parents and where he was from. So the king met him, actually.
Okay.
And talked to him, and he was actually impressed by you know, they described him as a man of action, capable of intelligent argument as well as physical endurance. Now, later on, after
I would
his
like
death,
that to be on my tombstone. I'm just right. mentioning.
Later on, after his death, they came up with all these like, what do they call them? Penny dreadfuls. You know, like little cheap novels.
Yeah.
And they made him into kind of an action hero. Now, he was a soldier.
Yeah.
And you know, he was a serious dude. But they got to work on torturing him. And you know, the first day they did a lot of work on him and nothing. The next day they tied him up to the rack and they started
stretching.
The whole
drawn and quartered thing, right? People don't really go for that.
Yeah, so that's not fun. Well, you're just getting a little stretched out, but you know, eventually your shoulders dislocate from their socket and your legs dislocate from their hips and your bones, like nothing's attached properly anymore.
That's, you know, so I they always, took them. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, they took him up to hang him. They put the noose around him, but they weren't going to hang him to kill him. They're just going to let him dangle for a while, you know? Instead of going with that, he just jumped off the gallows with the noose around his neck, and it snapped his neck, and he was done.
Because he figured. But he did give up several, at least, of his co-conspirators at that
point. Right, right. After the second day of torture. Yeah. They said he would. They were very impressed, though, that he managed to go that long, because they really fucked him up for a long time
before
he started talking.
Now, he really, he was an impressive guy, and he held out. Now, Robert Catesby did plan this whole ordeal, which you get something for planning. I like to think, you know, it's kind of like Catesby's more your Thomas Jefferson type kind of thing. Whereas I feel like Guy Fawkes is kind of more your Sam Adams. You're kind of bolstery, fuck it, you know, let's take this shit down kind of thing. He definitely came across as a man of action. And, you know, hey, now turns out blowing up your government, maybe not the way to go. But, you know, I feel like Scotland had tried the whole resistance thing for quite a while. These people were kind of at the breaking point, we would say. The frustration had been building, but it's not like America. Like America, we're kind of full of piss and vinegar, and we want to fight about everything. Now, America may be getting a little bit softer in its old age, but I know that England, they were kind of know your place kind of thing. But much as I say that, they're kind of know your place now, but really maybe in 1600, you know, 100 years before the revolution, that whole Scotland thing, they brought in a bunch of wildcats. We'll say that when they adopted Scotland, it kind of, you know, they kind of opened the door to trouble is what I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it might sound racist, but you know, Scotland is kind of known for being full of a bunch of crazy assholes. You know, I like that about them, you know, honestly, but.
No, Kevin, you're Scottish. Offense to the Scots. Is that not correct?
Yeah,
you're actually exactly. Scottish. So I believe you're Heritage McAllister something.
Yeah. Does that make it all right? Like I can talk about it because, you know, if I went to Scotland, though, they would never consider me to be Scottish, you know,
Scottish.
That's not the same thing. Just because I was related to somebody that once came from Scotland, I don't think that counts.
Maybe if you embrace the family kilt, that's it.
I seem to
remember going to some weddings with people in kilts. I don't know. But anyway, that from family members of yours, I don't know. Anyway, but that said, but so now here's the thing. So they were like, oh, let's celebrate Guy Fawkes Day. And you're like, well, I don't understand. Are we celebrating, like, we celebrate in America, we celebrate Independence Day.
Right.
And we're all about, you know, kicking ass and, hey, you know, we screwed the British and screw them.
And we blow stuff up and light things on fire.
Now this is, they celebrate Guy Fawkes Day and it came from Parliament, the decision to celebrate this day. November 5th is a day of thanksgiving and celebration that the bombing attempt was thwarted today.
Right.
And so they celebrate with fireworks and bonfires. I guess they celebrate in the United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, pretty much anybody loyal to the crown, right? Now, first of all, that's concerning to me that you're like, hey, remember that time they all tried to kill us? Why are you celebrating that? I guess they celebrate, hey, it didn't happen. Hey, we fought off, you know, it's like, remember the Alamo, right? You know,
it's more like you guys are so lucky that your king didn't get killed. Like, good news, everybody. You still have a king.
Like
it was kind of a dick move where he's like, you know, the king is declares that everybody can have a party that he's still alive, you know?
Yeah.
Fully yourself, asshole, you know? But.
Exactly. So how are we going to celebrate Guy Fawkes Day? Well, no. How are we supposed to celebrate Guy Fawkes Day as a loyal subject of the crown.
Yeah, so we have the big bonfires, right? That's number one. But that's not all.
Okay.
You gotta burn people. Not real people.
Ooh.
Effigies of people. So that they'll get a Guy Fawkes, you know, and throw him in the bonfire. A common one was the Pope burning the Pope.
I like that. That's catchy, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of other people, they throw a lot of other, effigies of people in those bonfires. I guess it's kind of weird it's kind of weird to have a party where you just burn people. But I mean, whatever. I mean, England was doing that a long time before the Christians showed up, you know. That was a thing with the Wicker Man, and they put criminals up in the Wicker Man and animal sacrifices. You know, it's not a brand new thing.
We tried to make it a thing over here in America with the witches and everything, but it never really caught on. Like, you know,
didn't catch on. No,
it didn't. You know, that's horrible. You're a horrible person, Kevin, just so you know.
But, you know, as Americans, though, that aren't loyal subjects to the king.
Yeah.
You know, we did fight a whole war about it, you know.
We did separate. We ended ties, you know.
Right.
So all right. So basically we you make like little guys. They call them guys, but little guys depicting Guy Fawkes, and you make them out of straw and cloth. And I think you have the kids do it. Now what they do is, I guess, I don't know that this is going on now. I don't live in England. You guys will have to report. I know we have some of you fancy British guys in the audience out there that can happily let us know and correct us on our etiquette. But, you know, we're American. What can I tell you? We don't have any manners, right?
Yeah.
So basically, they put together a big guy and they take him around town. They drag them through the streets. I don't know if you tie a little rope to them and you pull them like you're pulling a puppy, and you ask for a penny for the guy. And this way you actually raise money to go buy fireworks.
Nice. I didn't
even know that they have fireworks in England. Drag it around and you say, hey, you know, can I have the guy? You get up your fireworks and you take your money, you go buy the fireworks, you build up the big bonfire. You have the bonfire. Now, I guess food is a big thing when it comes to Guy Fawkes Day. Or they say firework inspired food.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I was told there's something about sausage.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you what, if you've ever tried my wife's chili, you know what fireworks inspired food was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah, go ahead.
So it's sausages and what else were you saying?
So they said, you know, hot dogs, but you do like really spicy, meaty sausages topped with fried onions. Something about frying the onions and the sizzling. You're supposed to be thinking of like Guy Fawkes burning.
Okay.
And ketchup and hot mustard is the traditional. And actually just kind of split them and put them out. And so hot dogs, butter, and the children definitely need to make a big straw guy. Now, if you don't have any children, I figure you get one. Now, originally, kind of a Guy Fawkes face on this guy, and that's kind of where that mask comes in. We'll talk about that in a minute. But as time went on, they say they tried to make it just a faceless man. I want to say they just got lazy.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, oh, I don't want to bother with the face. We'll just throw some burning guy in there and call it good. Fireworks crafts. I like this. In the description I read now, they have faux bonfires. So, you know, the British, we know they're a little bit less than. So, you know, yeah, America, you have a giant, you know, 20 pallets and you're burning all that shit. In England, well, one, they all live on top of each other, so it's kind of awkward. But you're like, oh, let's have a pretend fire. And then we'll have pretend fireworks. We'll draw some colorful things on the wall.
You're making me nauseous.
I say no. No. That's the thing. No pretend fireworks here. We're going to have a real fire. We're going to have real, bonfire. We're going to embrace it. Now, you're saying, well, Chuck, you know, right now it's actually not the 5th of November. So why are you telling me about this? You're a week early. Well, that's okay. Everyone take a breath. I wanted you to have time to secure your gunpowder and your fireworks to embrace right. the holiday.
Right, right. Now, in the United States, though, we don't celebrate the saving of the king.
No?
We celebrate, Guy Fawkes Day in the United States is kind of a symbol of anarchy, a symbol of anti-government oppression, right? Now, a lot of people have adopted the Guy Fawkes mask and the Guy Fawkes identity positioned him as an anarchist and kind of redefined Guy Fawkes since changed a little bit, especially in the United States, how they view him.
Yeah, America is definitely taking an approach to supporting the king and that kind of thing. We're a little, like I said, I like to think a little bit more piss and vinegar, but maybe, I don't know. I'm wrong. I know when I walk on the American college campus, I'm not inspired by, I like to go back to the punk rock movement and I hate to say it, the British Sid Vicious,
Johnny Rotten.
Johnny Rotten. They had a good gang of, the whole,
yeah.
All right, you're like, well, Chuck, they were British. That's where it came from. Well, okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yep.
Or Dropkick Murphy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of the American take on British angst. So, all right. So anyway, and I digress. We move on here. So Anonymous. Now they kind of cause a little disruption in the world. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people refer to them as anarchists. I don't know if that would be an accurate definition, but they're definitely anti-government corruption, which I think is, I think that's a good, I support that sort of behavior, acting up a little bit. I think it's always important that you have people acting up, and the government doesn't like it, They want to get them all in prison, and they've got a couple of them. But, Anonymous is still out there fucking stuff up. They were really bombing the shit out of Russia in the early days of the Ukraine war, messing with their internet and their releasing a lot of private data very fast. That was a little bit embarrassing to Russia. Russians seem to be really good at fucking with other people, but they're not really good at protecting their own shit, which seemed funny to me.
They're not good. And they're not good at like taking it with grace. Sometimes they get a little, they turn into maybe whiny bitches. I'm just saying.
Nah.
That's how it is in the world. That's the thing. Like Anonymous, I think the reason it worked and it lasted so much is it's kind of endless, right? You kill one guy, you cut the head off the snake and another one pops up, right?
Right.
That's the beauty of Anonymous, is it's not just one guy. Now, there may be, we don't really know. There may be one guy that's kind of like spearheaded it from the beginning and is still kind of running things. But that's the beauty of it. When it kind of is popping up anywhere, you don't really know. And even if they do catch that guy and kind of put it down, another guy's going to pop up. It's not.
Right, it's not designated on one person or one
going.
Right, right.
And when you don't know what enemy you're dealing with, it makes it to catch. But go on.
Yeah. Now another big takeoff of Guy Fawkes was the movie V for Vendetta, which is based on a British comic book. That was honestly one of my favorite movies. Real good movie.
It's an excellent movie. And it did kind of bring it back to, it was funny because I looked at and I was going to watch it to get ready here, for this episode. And I have it on DVD, but who the hell knows how to watch DVDs anymore? So it's like, well, what do I do with this? You know, and I'm right. holding the disc and I didn't know what happened, but you know, that's how that goes. But, and it was like 10 bucks or maybe even 20 on Amazon or something. And I'm like, I don't want to really spend money and I'm cheap. And, you know, but that movie is just awesome. Cause one, Natalie Portman, a very attractive young lady. Mm-hmm. And that, it was just well done. That movie was, right. was exceptional. It really, it had the crypticness of it. It had the government oppression. It kind of had where we're kind of heading as a society. It's not even America going into government control. It's not just Britain going into government control. It's kind of the world with government right. control.
Yeah. And the news is, you know, getting tighter. I thought that movie was interesting because there was a 1970s movie based on the book 1984.
Yes.
And the main character of that movie ended up being the president of England in the movie V for Vendetta. You know, it was the same guy in both of them. So there's kind of, you know, a parallel drawn there.
Yeah, a little throwback, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. So, and they talked about how they, what I liked is the movie was well done where the actual oppression and how it got there, they just used real vagaries. You know, they mm-hmm. talked about a disease and wars, but it was all like really vague of how it happened. That wasn't the focus. The focus right. was really standing up to government and intolerance. You know, it's funny. There was that movie, The Dictator, right? With Borat or whatever. It was.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right. And, you know, he talks about, he comes to America and he's like, yeah, you should consider being a dictator because then you could kind of control what people do and tell them, you know, what to think. And you could control education and you could make them basically give you half their money. And everyone in America is like, yeah, we already have that, you know,
we already got that covered.
We've kind of got, we already got that covered. Government already takes half our money and maybe even more, you know, and they already tell us how to think and control the education. And he's like, well, you could control the media. And you're like, oh wait, we already have that too, you know? And
yeah,
that's the thing is, we're kind of getting into that oppressive world, right? Where it's very, you know, very controlling and trying to tell you what to do. So celebrating something like Guy Fawkes Day and going out and having a bonfire and celebrating a little treason and plot and gunpowder. I mean, really having a holiday to celebrate gunpowder, that sounds like a holiday I can get behind.
Yeah, it's been too long that we haven't had a gunpowder holiday, you know?
And, you know, America celebrating treason, I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, I mean, sometimes people celebrate it on July 4th mm-hmm. in America.
Right.
But why not have 2 days to celebrate fireworks, treason, plot? I mean, that's what America's all about. It's like, this holiday is like, in England, it's stamping down oppression it's celebrating oppression.
Right.
While you're stamping down intolerance and whatever, or something. Mm-hmm. I'm botching that whole thing up.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's stamping down, you know,
rebelliousness. It's
anarchy. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Anarchy. And yet in America, we could be celebrating Guy Fawkes Day as a way to celebrate anarchy and embrace it. And I gotta say, that's really what we do on the 4th of July, isn't it? I mean,
right. Celebrating treason and blowing stuff up. I fully support that. Now I say I'm a libertarian, but I feel like deep down in my heart, I'm more of an anarchist than anything.
Kevin, I look at you wearing your Guy Fawkes shirt and I can't help but think you are a little bit more of an anarchist. It's funny because my wife was the big punk rock girl from, you know, the 80s. And and 80s and 90s and just kind of grew up with that whole anarchy, you know, going to the, you know, Black Flag and freaking, you know, Sex Pistols and the whole, you know, The Cure. I don't know who the hell listened to The Cure, but somehow she was. I don't understand it. But, you know, you got to embrace that shit, right?
That's right, man. So, so we got to celebrate a little bit of anarchy this week coming up. We're going to burn some stuff. We're going to get some effigies and burn them. So who would you, in your mind, throw on that fire?
This just sounds like danger, right?
Yeah, this is going to get us in trouble. Danger. So I'm thinking Richard Nixon mask, for one.
Oh.
Get going like with it. That.
Tricky dick.
Start there. Start with the obvious ones, you know, and then we can throw some more on there. I would say throw some Nancy Pelosi on there, but I think somebody just went into her house and smashed her husband up with a claw hammer.
What?
Did you hear about that? Happened yesterday.
No, I did not. Oh.
Yeah, somebody broke into her house and she wasn't there. Her husband was there, old 80-year-old man, and they just beat the shit out of him with a claw hammer.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And at first I thought it was like a Trump supporter type thing, but now something's coming out that he was like a avid nudist. So
practically the same thing.
I really don't know what the hell is going on. We'll have more. There'll be more information coming out over the next few days, but it's a little bit hazy right now what actually happened there.
Wow. No, we don't support going in and attacking people. That's not really a thing. Standing up for freedom and not backing down is more my thing. I don't know if you guys have seen, but if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, that don't give them an inch is more the approach that we take. I'm not out for going in and destroying things that are whatever. Now, when the government becomes so corrupt, it comes to a time when that kind of thing might be appropriate. I don't know if you just read the Declaration of Independence, you'll understand where I'm coming from on that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see what the action is appropriate. But I would say right now, we're at the point where it's don't back down.
Right.
Don't give up. Stand your ground is what I would say. Going out and messing with people who are ignorant fools is not going to gain anything. It just makes you kind of a jackass. I would say stand your ground. You'll have plenty of fight come to you. You don't have to bring the fight to them at this point. But when it's time to bring them the fight, you might want to grab a history book on the American Revolution. They did get to a little, the whole tar and feather thing. I know my wife can't watch John Adams without getting worked up. She's like, that's horrible. We can't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you do what you got it. So there comes
sometimes you
got to
cover a motherfucker with hot boiling tar.
Exactly.
And put feathers on him because that's funny.
Exactly. The feathers just up your game. That's just a thing. So in America, we have our own history. But right now, I would say that we're at the point of stand your ground. You know, don't give them an inch. When you watch these stupid ass videos on YouTube of cops trying to be dicks and assert their authority of, well, I have the right to search you for no reason because I have probable cause because I don't like you.
Right.
Or, why is there a white guy in this neighborhood? You don't have any business here unless you're a drug dealer.
Right.
Yeah, no, I might be friends with a black person. No, I don't think that's right. No,
that's
preposterous. Nope.
Yep.
You know, that's the kind of world that's just getting ridiculous. Stand your ground. I don't think you need to worry about, you know, be polite, but then, you know, beat somebody up. Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, hey, teach their own. So that's what I would say. So bottom line, you need to go buy some hot dogs. You need to go buy some fireworks. You need to go buy some gunpowder. You need to go buy a lot more bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I would say bullets. You don't need to use the bullets up on the 5th of November.
Right.
I would just say in honor shoot a of Guy off. Fawkes Day. Right, sure. In honor of Guy Fawkes Day, you might want to up the arsenal a little bit. I'm just saying. I mean, that's an option you might be into, right? All right. So get that set up. Now, if you're really cool, you might consider Tannerite, maybe 2 pounds of Tannerite. Put that in the, you know, in the heart of the Guy Fawkes effigy, and maybe you blow the fucker up, right? I mean, hey, that's kind of a cool way to go, right? I'm just giving you options on how you can celebrate Guy Fawkes Day. Like I said, you might want to get the children involved. They may want to make their, you know, government tolerant dolls and set those up and get ready to throw those in the fire. And, you know, like I said, you get to choose who you make that doll look like. This is America. We do what we want. Right.
King George III. I don't know. Aaron Burr.
Whatever.
Anybody.
Right.
Embrace anybody you want.
You do you. You know, I'm not one to stop you. You know, maybe you make a Sid Vicious doll and throw it in there. I don't know. To each their own, right? The spiky hair, it just seems fun.
Yeah, it does seem fun.
It does seem fun. So, you know, you have the little leather jacket. You're ready to go. You know, the chain necklace with the padlock.
Right, with the padlock. Yep. No, it's anybody you want. That sounds like fun. So I'm going to make one up this weekend and get something together to throw on the bonfire. Let us know who you burn. I'd love to hear about it. There's definitely plenty of people to pick from. Plenty of people that screwed up the country as much as humanly possible for one person.
Exactly. Now, I would also add to the gunpowder, the extra ammo, the fireworks, hot dogs, and I would say beer. Or, you know, whiskey, whichever way you want to go. That's, you know, to each their own. It's America. Just definitely keep it American, like, you know, whiskey or something or, you know.
Well, they got it in the poem. In the poem, they recommend cheese and beer. Yep. And who's going to argue with that?
You know, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. America, you know.
Sam Adams knows all about it.
But I would say the bigger the fire, the better. And I got you a little time. You know, we had your back on this, had this a little bit early, so you guys can get ready to embrace it. You want to stay on top of what we're doing and what you need to be paying attention to. You may want to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You may want to subscribe to the podcast, right? You may want to, you can find it's the Survival and Basic Badass podcast. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, you know, anywhere you pretty much listen to a podcast, we're there. You can catch these episodes and previous episodes. Definitely helps us out when you watch and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We also appreciate you being here and checking out with us. We do have a Facebook group, Prepping Badass. You can also find a Facebook page, whatever. We're kind of everywhere. I try and be on TikTok, but I haven't really worked that out yet. It's smarter than me. I don't know. You have questions, concerns, show ideas, email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. Otherwise, I would say stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio
Network. To succeed, you want to fish, you want to be
one of the greatest.
Oh.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping. Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.